Hello, beautiful souls. This is Myra with Happy Soul, Happy Live and Guidance to the Unknown, the Road Less Taken. And now I do want to put this video. This is for the twin flame. So, Divine Feminine said you are in a twin flame journey. Now, I know that for the Divine Feminines, we have definitely separated ourselves from the masculine, and by that is by their energy. We don't associate with it. We detached ourselves with it. We did the energetic cords. We completely turn off that light. But I do want to say that my masculine from the 3D, his energy came back, and it was in my dream state. And this was a little bit different from other times, because usually the other times it kind of would repeat itself, like he was always hiding, and then all of a sudden he's nowhere to be found. And this time, it really taught me. I usually do not, I kind of, when I turned off the light for the twin flame journey, I decided to just kind of turn off the light in the journey itself. And so I can hear here and there in regards to the masculine, but I don't really engage in it at all. I do not try to put my energy out there for them to kind of say, oh, okay. Because you guys are very telepathic. You guys really know each other's energy and know when he kind of, you got to understand that he's very good at engaging in your energy. He really knows how to work the energy. But even though he may not know it himself, or he does, but we're not going to get through that. We're not going to go to that. So let's bring it back. Let's bring it to ourselves. Let's bring it in. And so today, I get a dream that he is in, and he looks beat up. What I mean by beat up, he looks like a truck ran over him. His hair grew out. It was like shoulder length, but it was kind of like all messed up, so it's kind of choppy. Really didn't take care of himself. That's kind of, it really took that life, really hit him head on. And we were talking, and he didn't look like he was running or hiding or anything like that. I'm trying to remember the energy. I know that we had kissed, but that kiss did not feel, it just didn't feel right. There was nothing there. It just felt very awkward. It could be that we are both no longer on the same page. At least you were, because you know, you didn't feel anything. You had this sense of, you felt his energy, and the energy felt very, you know, it felt beautiful. It felt like home, but him himself, it felt very, like, for me to see him there and for me to give him a kiss felt awkward, right? So I believe I did ask about his family, his daughters, and, you know, he answered it, but he was not really, like, in a rush to kind of, like, up and leave, you know, like, put his, mark his, territory and then leave. So it was very different. I know that we, all of a sudden we were going somewhere, I think it was into a building, I'm not too sure, what we were trying to do, but while we were going to that building, all of a sudden we were on rocks, and then there was a lot of water, and because we were seeing people go through there, and I'm like, oh, okay, well then it's probably, there's rocks, and it's kind of, the sidewalk is like close by, so I'm pretty sure that we can just jump it and be okay. And so once we get there to where everybody was supposedly crossing, there was no way that you can jump it. There was no way. So it's like, because you're gonna get in the water, and I did not want to get wet. I just did not. And I'm like, okay, well, let's try to go back, or try to go a different way. But I don't think going back, because we kind of tracked our steps back, and it looked like there was water all over. So I knew there was like a lot of emotion that was around us, and it felt like, I would say that it was more of me. I was like, I don't want to step in the water. So the emotions were definitely there. I just didn't want to engage in those emotions. But somehow, I don't know what happened. I think I got a little bit wet with my shoes. And eventually, we got out of that watery with the rocks. Like, we got out. So, I think I got wet, but only in, like, my shoes. But all of a sudden, we were, like, on the sidewalk, and we were going into the building. And even like that, till then, we walked to the building, so he was still there when usually his energy is, like, long gone. Like, if we were probably in the water, if we were on the rock and trying to track back, then by the time I would look back, he wouldn't have been there. But he was still there, and I'm like, oh, my God, this is different. So I guess my dream is letting us know, or that the masculines are definitely going through something. Something hit them really hard. It could be definitely the way the balancing of the scales, right? How that karma is playing out in their life. It could be also that they are not keeping, they're not grooming themselves, so they're not keeping up with themselves. They have a lot of things the good thing is that they're moving forward regardless of what is happening. And that is one thing that we have to really appreciate and be very happy about, and that they're facing the, you would say, their consequences. They're kind of, for what my dream was letting me know is that, basically is they had to bring out the truth. They had to come up with the truth. So that is something that I wanted to share with the Divine Feminines. If you guys are having dreams of your own masculine, and see how that is playing out. Because I know that every time he would be in it before, prior to turning off the light for the masculine and for the twin flame journey, it would kind of leave his mark and then just be gone. And now that you really turned it off completely, and that the craziest thing is that lately there has been some kind of call, right? But I try not to engage in it. But obviously, there was, you would say that once your heart is not as, because I don't think that my heart is cold. But there has to be somewhere in where it can not penetrate, because it wasn't forceful or anything. It kind of it let the energy in, and that's how I was able to kind of see what was going on in his and how he feels and how things are going. So that is just something that I wanted to just put that out there into your awareness. If you guys are getting any dreams that correlate with your twin flame. All right, my beautiful friends, until next time, namaste.